Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chris Potter and I'm the Acting Chief Executive Officer of Manningham City Council. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this meeting of Council. I will introduce the members of Council's executive team first. We have Lee Harrison, Director of Assets and Engineering, Teresa Dominic, Director of Planning and Environment, Philip Lee, Director of Shared Services, and Malcolm Ford, the Acting Director of Community Programmes. I'll now call the councillors into the chamber by their respective wards. First we have from Heidi Ward, Councillor Jeff Goff, Councillor Jim Griver Christopoulos, and Councillor Michelle Kleinert. From Coonung Ward, we have Councillor Dot Haynes and Councillor Stephen O'Brien. And from Mullum Ward, we have Councillor Meg Downey, Councillor Sophie Galbally, and Councillor Paul McLeish. Now would you please stand for Her Worship the Mayor of Manningham, Councillor Jennifer Yang.
Let's pray. Almighty God, we pray for your blessing upon this council. Help and prosper its work for the advancement and benefit of its people, so that peace and happiness, unity and justice may be established among us all. Amen. Manningham City Council acknowledges the Wurundjeri people as the traditional custodians of this land we now know as Manningham. We pay our respects to Wurundjeri elders past and present and value the ongoing contribution to the cultural heritage of Manningham. I'd like to welcome all members of the public here tonight to this council meeting. Manningham Council would also like to acknowledge the contribution made to Manningham over the years by people of diverse backgrounds and cultures. All council meetings are controlled by a meeting procedure local law. I will introduce each item of business as listed in the agenda by calling it by number and by reading the title. I will then call for a mover and seconder of a motion on the item before opening any debate. Only councillors are able to join the debate on an item. Councillors may adopt the officer's recommendation in the report or propose amendments and supplementary motions. I draw your attention to two opportunities for you to ask questions tonight. Verbal question time allows people who registered prior to the meeting to ask questions, but only about issues which are not on the agenda. Written questions are dealt with towards the end of the meeting, and this can be about any issue, including items on tonight's agenda. So, item two, apologies for absence and the granting of leave of absence.
There are no apologies, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Item three, prior notification of conflicts of interest.
There are no conflicts of interest, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Item 4, confirmation of minutes of the ordinary meeting of Council held on 2nd February 2016. Do I have a mover and seconder?
I move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of the Council held on the 2nd of February 2016 be confirmed.
Thank you. Moved by Councillor Downey. Second by Councillor McLeish. Councillor Downey.
Nothing to add, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor McLeish. Anyone against? If not, put the motion, all those in favour, against, that's carried. Item 5, verbal questions from the public.
There are no verbal questions, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Item 6, presentations.
There are no presentations, Madam Mayor.
Item 7, petitions, 7.1. Petition car parking in Triple Avenue, Donvale. Do I have the mover and seconder for this one? Councillor Downey.
I move that the petition received from 81 residents in or near Chippewa Avenue, Donvale, concerned about the on-street parking by tenants and occupiers of multi-housing sites in Chippewa Avenue, which is considered to be dangerous and restriction to access by emergency vehicles, be received and referred to the appropriate officer for consideration.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Second by Councillor McLeish. Councillor Darney.
Nothing to add, Madam Mayor.
Councillor McLeish.
No, Madam.
Anyone speak against? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Item 8, admission of urgent business. Item 8.1. Do I have a mover for the urgent business?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that the Council admits for consideration an item number 18, the following confidential item, appointment of Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Kleinert. Put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Item 9, planning permit applications. Item 9.1, planning application PL15/025355, 160 Bulling Road, Bulling, alterations and additions to a secondary school. Do I have the mover? Move, Councillor Goff.
Madam Mayor, I want to move the council recommendation.
Sure.
Do I have to read that? Is that or is
no.
You just need to
copies of that?
Yes.
And,
okay. Do I have a seconder?
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Griba-Gostopoulos. Councillor Goff.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And I rise to support this motion, which is requesting planning permits for the alterations and extensions of buildings at Marsland College and the creation of a car park on part of that land. The college has been there for quite a number of years and is quite a large college. It's quite big grounds too. However, the areas that they can actually build on are very limited for the top levels, because most of the grounds are actually, if you've been to the site, you know, they're down in a flood area, and quite often they're unable to build on floodplains, and also they can't put car parks on floodplains, and that's a requirement by the state government and the planning scheme, not by just at Manningham. They're essentially, it's modifying the buildings to be fit for purpose for schools with regard to today's education. And the Hermitage building, which was the original building of Marsland many years ago, it probably was built in a time, and was built in a time, where there are square classrooms with a few desks in a row, and that was about it. Education has changed like a whole lot of other things, and bigger spaces, more flexible spaces, and more modern buildings are required for schools, and this gives the college an ability to create 21st century learning environments. There's also some alterations here to Maris House, and there's some alterations on that particular building, and a car park, and the car park is essentially for staff only, and it's probably a plus to have more car parking for staff on that site. I don't know that many staff do park in the surrounding streets, but it will also take pressure off parking outside, because more people will be able to park in on the site. There are a number of things within our permit here that are talking about the use of the car park just for staff and things like that. We've got some generous setbacks, and you know that Hermitage building between 10 and 30 metres from boundaries, and I think the main issue, there was a submitters meeting the other night, and there are a number of issues that did come up, but main issues, a lot of them were with relation to the car park and the location of the car park. Looking at that, there are a number of limitations that have been placed on the permit for the car park, but also there is an agreement, basically, that the college have entered into, and part B of this resolution just notes the agreements, because the parties did discuss
the development after the submitters meeting and are working together on looking at the fencing between their property and the car parking, and also looking at what sort of screening is there. In our terms, if we look at Dog House Hill, the actual garden beds and the separations are in the new area at 2 metres, which is quite a substantial width in order to create some good screen planting. So, councillors, I believe that we should support this application for the alterations. But I do want to also note that there are other issues in and around Marsland College, especially with the surrounding streets, that were noted at the submitters meeting and I believe could come back to council, to council officers and people for future work on road conditions and what we may need to do in the surrounding streets there, because there's a great deal of pressure, not only from this college, but also from people that are parking in those streets to access public transport into the city. So, and that will come back through another way, and that's really not on this particular item, but the passing for the planning permit and the noting of those extra conditions with the discussions between the two parties, I think is important. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Grybauskas-Christopoulos.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I concur as per Councillor Gough's statement. Also, from my perspective, I just wanted to add that it's great to see the school and the residents come together to work through the issues that they're having for the benefit of the community as well as the school and the residents. So well done to everyone.
Thank you. Anyone speak against? No, I put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That is carried. Item 10, planning and environment.
There are no planning and environment reports, Madam Mayor.
Item 11, assets and engineering.
There are no assets and engineering reports, Madam Mayor.
Item 12, community programs. Item 12.1, assets and equity advisory committee terms of reference update 2016. Do I have a mover? Move, Councillor Kleinert.
That the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Gilberly. Councillor Kleinert. Thank you. Councillor Gilberly.
Nothing.
Anyone speak against? If not, put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That is carried. I would like to remind people in the gallery that we will be cleaning the questions box shortly. So please submit any questions you may have in the next few minutes. I will also stress that I will deal with a maximum of 2 questions per person. If you have more than 2 questions, please submit these additional questions in writing to the council through the normal channels. Item 13, corporate services. Item 13.1, documents for seating, 1st of March 2016. Do I have a mover? Move, Councillor Downey.
I move that the recommendation be adopted with the addition of the following agreements. Consent agreement to build over an easement, section 173 of the Planning Environment Act 1987, Council and JD and BK Lipton, 17 Somerville Street, Doncaster. Consent agreement to build over an easement, section 173 of the Planning and Environment Act 1987, Council and I&K Sitkovic, 84 Cronopus Drive, Doncaster East.
Cannabis, sorry.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder?
Feet full of weeds.
Seconded by Councillor Grybauskas-Christopoulos. Anyone speak against? No, put a motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Item 14, Chief Executive Officer. Item 14.1, Quarterly Organisational CEO Report, Quarter 2, October to December 2015. Do I have a mover?
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Moved by Councillor O'Brien. Do I have a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Haynes. Councillor O'Brien.
No.
Thank you. Councillor Haynes. Anyone speak against? Now put a motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Item 15, urgent business reports.
There are no urgent business reports, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Item 16, questions from the public. Are there any written questions from the public?
There are none, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Item 17, questions without notice from councillors. Councillor Haynes. Thank you. Councillor O'Brien. Councillor McLeish.
Yes, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, are you aware that we have seen an important step forward in improving safety and traffic flow in the Warrandyte precinct today? And this will be a great benefit to the Manningham City Council ratepayers and citizens, and similarly in Nillumbik. Many of our community are going to celebrate this milestone where we're seeing $5 million invested in that particular development of the Warrandyte Bridge, the expansion of its capacity by adding a new pedestrian pathway and adding an extra lane southbound. I'm sure the Mayor is aware because I know she was in attendance. But equally, I'd ask, is the Mayor aware of the disappointment felt by fellow councillors that this particular milestone was unnecessarily politicised when the only two councillors invited to this particular event were the Labor Party members of this particular council?
No, I don't agree.
I think you'll find there were two invited. There was another in attendance, I know that. And the disappointment by fellow councillors felt at the unnecessary politicisation of such an event. This is the first time in 3.5 years of this council that we have seen party politicisation of such events. Very disappointing. Are you aware of this, Madam Mayor?
Yeah. Thank you. I'm certainly aware there's an announcement this afternoon. And firstly, I think this is not a council-organised event, announcement or whatever. And I got a very last-minute notice to attend. And I believe myself, the deputy mayor, also the boss of the mayor and the deputy mayor from Nillumbik was attending, and Councillor Downey was there as well. But as I said, I got a last minute notice. The council, boss council, haven't received any notice. But I do believe, no matter what, this is a great project, additional 5.1 million to invest in the Warrandyte, which is a great benefit for our community. And thank you so much for bringing that to the council. Thank you. Councillor Goff.
No, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Downey.
No, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Griebel-Gostopoulos.
No, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Kleinert.
Yes, Madam Mayor. Are you aware that out of today, I'd like to thank the former Mayor, Councillor Paul McLeish, for his hard work in beginning the ball rolling on the bridge. I believe he worked very hard for some time. So, Madam Mayor, I think that should be acknowledged tonight.
Okay.
That's because of the hard work that was started from fellow councillor. So,
I think it was the work of this council, to be honest.
Yeah. No, thank you very much. Certainly aware, and I actually like to congratulate the whole council. I mean, so many years we have been advocating to the different state governments, and I think not just this council, even the council beforehand, the local residents has been lobbying hard year after years. And finally, we see this outcome, see the funding coming in. So I really congratulate everyone, all the local communities and all the former councils, what they involved. And I think it's really a great outcome, and I'm pretty pleased to see the outcome. And thank you for
the officers.
Yeah, and I believe the officer is actually following up with the big role to see what's the outcome today. So I think it's a great outcome, and we will surely to have the formal media release to publish to inform our community with this great outcome and the project. And this is certainly a great showcase when council, community, and all the council officers working together for many years to achieve this. And this is something to celebrate. Seems I sense some disappointment from the table, but I really hope everyone can get behind this project, see it happen. Seems like it's going to be finished by next year, and I think it's a great benefit for the community, and everyone should be congratulated. This can be done before the end of our term. Councillor Gilbert.
Yes, I do. Are you aware, Madam Mayor, that this Saturday is Strawberry Fair Day? Comes by once every year, and it's been going for about 30 odd years. Sadly, last year 35 cars were parked while attending, and some of those were our volunteer workers at the fair. this year's St. Anne's Strawberry Fair Committee were told that they needed a traffic management plan and accredited traffic marshals, something that council also requested recently from our Rotary clubs for the Templestowe Finn Family Festival, and also for the from the Park Orchards Lions for their Christmas carols, sometimes costing up to $3,000. These are only a couple of examples of council behaving like more like an enforcement agency and forgetting that council is here to serve its community. I have made inquiries to our neighbouring councils. All of them, say that they proactively support community public events. And examples that they had given me were, if an event is held within school grounds, the school is not required to provide council with a traffic management plan or required to hire traffic officers. And their council may implement or alter parking restrictions for the duration of the event and generally to protect local houses so they can have access. The councils also work with the schools leading up to the event, providing them with signs, and also if the school event is within its ground, no traffic management by third parties required. Yet Manningham Council issues instructions and refers our schools and clubs to third parties, that is commercial traffic management companies, and of course they come at a high cost. So I understand that traffic safety measures are necessary for our public events, Madam Mayor. But what I would like to see is for Manningham Council to concentrate less on policing traffic management and more on proactively supporting our communities. I ask at this point for a report by relevant officers on how best our council can support community events in the future. What change is necessary to shift its emphasis from policing and to proactively assist community groups leading up to and during community-run events? If I can just table that, please. I would
sure.
like that.
Sure, we will certainly
report,
take this
probably to an
question.
SBS?
Yeah, as prepare for the report in the
I think it's
SBS
time for a change.
Yeah, to have a further discussions. But thank you so much to bring this
thank
up.
You.
Thank you. And then item 18, confidential reports. Item 18.1, appointment of chief executive officer.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, I move that the council consider this matter in an open council.
Thank you. So this procedural motion moved by Councillor Gribogos-Dobulus. Do I have a seconder, please? Second by Councillor Haynes. All those in favour? Against? Lights carried. Do I have a mover for the motion? Moved by Councillor Downey.
I move that the recommendation be adopted, but the main report remain confidential, subject to the Mayor and Acting Chief Executive Officer being authorised to take appropriate action to implement the resolution and until the Mayor makes a public announcement on the appointment.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder for that? Second by Councillor Goff. Anyone against? Now I put the motion. All those in favour? Against? Lights carried.
Division.
Division. All those in favour? Councillor Haynes, Councillor O'Brien, Councillor McLeish, Councillor Goff, Councillor Downey, Councillor Gribogos-Dobulus, Councillor Kleiner, Councillor Gilberly, and Councillor Young. Thank you. Against? Lights carried. And now I declare the meeting is closed. Where's my...